Recently.
Okay.
Not over there?
I had it on the couch. I just didn't know if I got up and started moving stuff around with it in my hand. It's okay. I'll find it later. Oh, it wouldn't help.
She never has her phone on like that. Yeah, it's, we have to do the iPhone, you know, find my iPhone thing. So.
I keep mine on vibrate, so I don't like.
Aaron, where's your phone?
It's in my utility pouch.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your phone is?
It's in my utility pouch.
I'm just kidding. It's 11 p.m.
It's 11?
Okay. It is late. It's That's so okay. late.
Hey, I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, welcome. Allen Ginsberg is here to talk about his new book on beat poetry. They're collected from generations before. Now, most people don't consider Shakespeare to be a beat poet, but I could see that that's what your whole book is going for now.
Yep.
Aaron cheated. He already took a drink. Yeah, I'm going to take a drink right now.
Sorry. There's a little bit left in here.
Lead throw.
It's actually really refreshing going down. It feels like the drink of the gods.
Fresca Toronja. Thing. There's no, the bottle is not making any sort of difference whatsoever, I'm telling you.
It does.
No, it's like they can. Just kidding.
Things that come from aluminum, not so good.
I mean, no, they change the flavor. You know, you get that sweet aluminum taste whenever you're drinking out of that. You don't like that?
Mm-mm.
I happen to know for a fact that Sarah at least prefers a Coca-Cola
in a can.
Refreshing out of the can.
That's okay. We have difference of opinion.
That's no, we don't. We only agree on this podcast.
Oh. That might be a problem, Joel. I don't think I'm going to conform to that, Joel.
This is where the rebellion starts.
Oh!
Isn't that cup cool?
This blue cup?
Yeah. Yeah, but did you notice it's kind of a mat for a porcelain?
I don't know for the words you just said. Mod, but he's beatnik. That doesn't make any sense. What is this? A mixing of generations here? Beatnik. I don't appreciate that.
I'm not going to drop any slam poetry.
Look at you. He's got, listeners, he's got new glasses. He's got facial hair. His hair is cut short. He looks like he could be a beat poet. Sarah?
Yeah.
Thank you. He doesn't look like a hipster. Somebody was saying that he looks like a hipster.
I got called hipster twice today.
He does not look like a hipster.
Thank you. Oh, also Groucho Marx.
What a stupid thing. You're wearing glasses.
Groucho Marx was something else that was called too. Day two, wearing glasses.
You wish you look like Groucho Marx. I know.
Thank you.
He was a lady killer.
I know.
Wanted in 3 states.
I got weirder looks today at work than I've ever gotten. Which is saying something, because I have a curly mustache to begin with. So I usually get really weird looks sometimes. But like this one lady kind of stared at me for a moment and I was like, you know, just being like, me.
They're like, you can only have one.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you've got too many different things going on now.
I say tomorrow you walk in with a nice, you know, kind of patterned shirt and a bow tie.
Okay.
And somebody stares at you, be like, take a picture, it'll last longer.
I'll do it, Joel. I'll do it for you.
Now, you know what was happening with that lady?
Mm.
She was hearing Rod Stewart in her head.
Oh, and what Rod Stewart song was she?
If You Want My Body.
Oh, Joel.
She was imagining you taking off everything except those glasses.
Damn.
Sweeping her off her feet. I assume this was the old obese lady.
Joel, I'm a married man, Joel.
I know. No, it's I'm not saying this is her sinful thought. I'm not saying you're sinful.
You're just saying what she thought.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming your sinful thoughts, Aaron, usually have to do with, you know, breaking the neck of a few Magic the Gathering players.
Oh, yeah. But we'll say that has occurred.
Mm-hmm. It has occurred.
Well, I mean, I can't confirm that. I mean, don't look in the fridge in the back. But, you know, it's all good. Everything's great, man. Mm.
Everything's great. Glasses are cool.
Yeah.
Everybody's cool.
I'm really happy with these
glasses. Glasses are a pain in the ass. As somebody who's been wearing glasses since middle school, your lenses get all scratched. Your frames, you know, these are some nice frames, but look at this rubber foot thing on the side there. It's all torn up. It's supposed to keep to the side of your head. These don't even have those, like, things that are supposed to, like, rest on your nose anymore. I've just got, like, metal prongs.
Little nubs.
Yeah. And the problem is I can't afford glasses, even with insurance, you know.
Sorry, man.
No, I should just poke my eyeballs out. I mean, that's the alternative, right?
I asked some advice on Facebook from the seeing impaired community.
They have a group?
Yeah, well, I mean, they collectively commented on my Facebook post.
You just mean your family, right?
No. I have other friends too, Joel, who are four-eyed.
No, seriously, you have other friends? No.
I also question that too, but but I was told of several websites where you could get your prescription filled for $40.
Mm.
I can send those links your way if you're interested in upgrading to a pair.
Is it Warby Parker?
I don't know.
Can I get a prescription from Warby Parker?
That I can't.
Go to warbyparker.com/PDSMIOS and get a discount on... No, I'm just kidding. We don't have any association.
That was pretty cool. That was cool, but it almost seemed real, Joel.
Well, he hears it a lot, I'm sure.
Yeah, every podcast for a while.
Podcasters wear glasses, right? Now we're legit wearing glasses.
That's why they become podcasters, because showing their face to the public is disgusting and disturbing.
No.
I like to think that your face is great for the public, Joel.
Mm, that's about it. I got that face going for me.
No.
People think I'm a doctor when I go outside. I mean, I'm wearing a white coat, but I don't understand. Tell us about this convention you're going to.
Okay, this weekend, Thanksgiving weekend coming up here, I'll be attending the Los Angeles Science Fiction and Fantasy Convention, also known as LOSCON, held at the LAX Hilton or somewhere in that environs. It's pretty nerdy.
So it's near LAX.
Yeah, near LAX. One of the hotels near LAX.
It's right next to that McDonald's that's there. Everybody stops at the McDonald's.
Yeah,
right?
There's like a McDonald's and like a Denny's.
Yeah.
And there used to be like a strip club there.
There used to be the Live Nude Nudes.
Live Nude Nudes.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's gone now.
They're not live anymore.
That's what people used to fly in for, right? They just fly in, go see those Live Nude Nudes, you know, and then ship right back out of LA.
Can't confirm that, Joel.
That was the most stupid sign.
Oh, the Live Nude Nudes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it looks like it was there since like the 60s or 70s with the way it was like lit and the drawings and stuff. It was just really...
I'm sure it was...
It was probably a really classy establishment, I'm sure.
Specifically for like business people coming in and flying in and like you could take them out to dinner and then like, hey, strip club, like, are we going to make this deal? I mean, we can't confirm. We did not go into this club ever. Sarah?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay, I was just checking. I don't even have to ask Aaron because he literally has a halo over his head all the time, so...
Oh, no. I didn't die and come back from Snake Road.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Ball Z.
I mean, he goes to other
terminology.
I
ran down Snake Road. I came back from the dead. Come on, Joel.
So Fresca's good.
Yeah, this Fresca was actually quite delicious. I drank it very fast.
Yeah, I drank it pretty fast, too, but it was a rush.
I would like to drink more.
Rush of flavor.
I like it. A lot. I've been savoring it because we didn't have that much. But I think I like the label the most.
Me too. I like the label too.
The label looks like a block print or something, like a wood block print that has like a couple of different colors, but there's like a part left blank too of like a sun in the background or a flower, I don't know. But it looks really cool.
I don't like that label because it makes it look like it's from 1960 something and we've just drunken one of the oldest sodas.
It was really tasty though.
Well, it's you cannot really deny tasty it old tasty. Soda, you know. I'm sure King Tut had delicious soda. You'll never know. Because all those ancient explorers dug him up and then drank his soda without asking anybody else if they wanted any.
Man. Is that what happened, Joel? Is that when they found the Stargate?
Retornable. No, they did not find the Stargate's not in Egypt, is it?
Stargate?
Yeah.
Didn't they find the Stargate in Egypt?
I don't think so.
There were pyramids.
In, like, the Earth section, there were pyramids?
Oh, you know what we gotta watch next, guys? You know what we gotta watch?
I really like James Spader.
Star Wars. No problem.
Oh, I can't wait for Last Jedi. I cannot wait. I'm ready to get me some porgs.
No.
May the porgs be with you.
I heard it's not gonna be very good. Because,
Blasphemy.
Spider-Man.
You mean Holland? Is that his name?
I don't know. Tom Holland?
Yeah.
No, he's not in the movie.
Okay.
Daisy Ridley got arrested recently. Or, no, she... I'm the same night. Oh, that's terrible. I gotta take that back. I am editing that part out. I didn't realize what I was saying. Anyway.
I couldn't tell if you were joking or not.
Yes, I was completely joking. Don't worry.
Okay.
Sarah's giving me this death eye.
I just don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I
was
very
like...
good. I'll explain after the movie. So, you guys want to watch this movie now?
Yeah, let me just push play.
Okay, Stargate.
All right, here it goes. Here it goes.
I didn't know they made a musical version. We're going to a Stargate.
Remember, this is the DVD I have to flip over halfway through.
Oh, Laserdisc.
Yeah, so don't fall asleep halfway through because, wait, actually, it's probably ideal.
Kurt Russell, huh?
I wish all movies had a halfway break. Then I could just like, oh man, I gotta take a nap. Like we watched E.T. the other day. Mm-hmm. Got about an hour in. I was like, okay, I better stop and actually do real life. I had to do laundry.
What'd you think about E.T. though?
I like.
This is your first experience, right?
Yes, this is the first time I ever. Or no, I'm absolutely positive I saw it as a kid.
Oh, okay.
I just don't remember a single thing about it. Okay. I probably found the alien terrifying and never watched it again. Mm. But this time, yeah, it was absolutely charming. I think I liked it better than Close Encounters.
Okay. I could. Me too.
I found it more comparable to Starman. Like, I could see a lot going on there. Except nobody made love with this alien.
There's something about...
As far as I know.
There's something about that kind of element of chase in a movie that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Something about it. Like that, The DiCaprio movie, where he's like running as a kid.
Oh, you'll never catch me because I'm in disguise. The movie.
Yeah. I like that one too. I don't know if you don't
I think we discussed this before.
If you don't like it, that's okay.
Catch
but I like
Me If You Can is like my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Oh, well, it used to be my favorite Spielberg movie. It's probably still in the top three for me. I really like that movie a lot.
Things.
Beverages.
I get thirsty.
Did you guys see that picture I put on Facebook today?
Uh-uh.
What picture?
I said, I'm so thirsty. It was, it's a display rack with all the New York seltzer.
Yeah, I did see that.
Man, I just want to reach over, crack one open, just chug it right there. I was having a frustrating time. I was like, there's nothing better during a frustrating time than a refreshing New York seltzer. But now I know a Fresca is pretty good, too.
Yeah, man, this Fresca.
That's not good audio.
It was a beautiful experience. It was very abrupt, but I have to say, like I said, it was like drinking the nectar of the gods or something. Mm. Really tasty. I'm going to have to hunt this down.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, my stomach was a little upset because I ate a little bit too much pizza. But you know what? Now it's feeling pretty good now. You know why? Fresca.
Was that your I'm a naughty little boy voice?
I ate a little too much pizza. Oh, no.
I think I got it at one of the markets that have, like, Coke bottles and Pepsi and stuff like that. So it was just like in there with that stuff.
You mean the soda for Mexicanos like me that you white people shouldn't be touching?
I gotta say, sorry, I was inspired of you to grab that though. Thank you. Thank you
no
very
problem.
Much.
I was like, we're gonna need a soda at some point, and this is gonna be in the fridge when that happens.
They sell the in